And as we do at the start of every month, it's time to find out what's happening right across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am very well, thank you. What's happening with the Cummins Youth Advisory?
So Cummins has a youth advisory committee and they're looking for some new volunteers. So if you're aged between 12 and 24 years old, give me a call because it's your chance to have your youth voice heard in our community and have an impact on what we do.
8676 0400 is that number to get on to Lower Eyre Peninsula Council. What's happening with the Get Out Festival?
So it's on again, which is fabulous. So planning is underway. It'll be at the Cummins Town Oval with live music, food stalls, a colour obstacle course and a couple of different workshops. So pencil that in your diary for April 10th.
That is something you certainly want to get along to. And at the same time, around about this time of year, it starts to get a little bit cooler. Farmers have to worry about some frost.
Yes, they do. So there's a frost management workshop for grain growers hosted by AirEP at the Cummins Hall on March 17th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So to book or to get some further info, you can go to their website, which is airep.com.au. And to be tricky, air is spelled A-I-R.
Oh, that's just not fair. What's happening with the swap card at the same time?
So in Cummins also, the Cummins swap cart's back from its COVID hiatus and operating from the Uniting Church again. And also in Cummins, the library's hosting an author panel on Sunday, April 18th at 2 p.m. So keep an eye on their Facebook page because they're going to drop an announcement soon for a renowned essay author who will be participating in that.
I understand the op shop is looking for a few volunteers as well.
It is. So they're looking for volunteers to help at the Cummins op shop. So it's a great way to get involved in your community. And in 2020, the op shop donated $24,000 back to various community projects in Cummins and surround. So it's a valuable thing to be involved in.
That is a lot of money. And something else that there's a lot of is the walking tracks.
Yes. So there are a number of different walking tracks in Cummins that have been upgraded with some new wayfinding and signposting, and they will have their official opening on Saturday, March 27th.
And we cross to Coffin Bay where the Stobie Pole Art is still going?
It is. So that Stobie Pole Art project is still progressing, and so if you have some ideas for designs or want to be involved in that project, contact Fiona at the post office and she can point you in the right direction.
And on Easter Sunday, as always, Coffin Bay will go BAM.
It will. So they'll have their BAM market on Easter Sunday on the foreshore. So currently they're looking for people interested in holding a stall. So if you're keen to be a stall holder, contact Rachel Saxby and she'll be able to organise that for you.
Absolute mountain of things going on across the Lower Eyre Peninsula. Thanks for your time, Julie, and we'll have a chat again next month.
Have a great day.